The assembly 2 weeks ago spent $600 to join ICLEI, or the International Conference on Local Environmental Initiatives, a membership which includes round-trip airfare to the annual Action Summit in Albuquerque, but missed the cutoff date to qualify for that expense-paid airfare. Despite having unexpended travel funds in the building maintenance department to cover the $2,000 cost of sending a staff or assembly member to the summit, plus an offer from the Sitka Conservation Society to foot half that bill, the assembly balked at the idea. John Sherrod was among the most resistant to joining ICLEI 2 weeks ago, arguing that lowering the government's carbon emissions would prove to be a spendy proposition. In declining to cover the unanticipated $1,000 expense, Sherrod was able to say, "I told you so."
We seem to kind of be moving into this thing incrementally. 2 weeks ago, we passed a motion to join ICLEI, and with the understanding it was going to cost us $600, and here we are. We're not even got the ink dry on the motion yet, and now we need $5,000 to take care of a couple of conferences here. I guess $4,000, depending on how you count it. But anyway, substantially more than $600. So I began to wonder where this thing ends and begins.
The actual request in front of the assembly was for $2,000, $1,000 for the ICLEI conference, with the Sitka Conservation Society underwriting the other half of that expense, plus $1,000 to send a representative to the Alaska Municipal League Conference on Climate Change. Local government in Sitka so far has taken two steps toward addressing global climate change. The first, signing the U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement in December. The second, joining ICLEI. The two steps are linked in that ICLEI provides support and resources for communities who have signed the mayor's agreement. For some assembly members, support and resources were enough for the time being. Cheryl Westover was content to pay ICLEI dues and see what came of it.
I think for our $600, a written report from the conferences for our staff to read and then present to us would be quite sufficient.
Since Sitka joined ICLEI too late to get airfare for this summit, Mayor Dapcevich suggested that spending $1,000 to send someone to the Alaska Municipal League Climate Conference might be the better investment this year.
First of all, we would be working with other community leaders in Alaska on Alaska issues, which I think is a better place for us to start than Albuquerque, New Mexico on a national or global level.
Assemblymember Reber Stein was not opposed to that idea, but with travel funds available in the building maintenance department, he did not want to give up on ICLEI, arguing that ICLEI was about finding solutions while the AML meeting was about building political will. He motioned to send a city employee to Albuquerque, and that opened the floor to public testimony. Resident Steve Ash told the assembly that he had been drawn into Sitka's efforts to move forward on a climate action plan, and he did not feel the city could afford to wait a year for the next ICLEI summit.
This is a very important cause. With a donation from SCS, it's not a huge expense, and I think the savings from the energy consumption in city buildings alone is probably going to pay for the rest of that plane ticket and travel arrangements. So I would encourage you to consider sending at least one person, because I think it'll pay off, and we need to get started on this now and not a year from now.
The assembly nevertheless voted down Stein's motion 3-4, with Stein, Raffelli, and Osmond in favor. They subsequently approved on a unanimous vote travel and per diem for the mayor to go to the Alaska Municipal League Climate Change Conference in Anchorage late next month. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.